If this one thing is done, whatever chronic ailments that one has will completely vanish. The manufacturer or the source of creating this body is within you. That which created this entire body, can't it fix a little problem? We have helped thousands of people to come out of that problem just by doing certain simple processes.
The relationship between the spiritual self and the physical body as it relates to disease and self-healing.
Being free of disease may not necessarily be well-being. It's an essential part, but not the whole of it. When you feel well, when you really feel well on all levels of who you are, that's well-being. It's a matter of being in tune with everything within and around you. It's a matter of being full-fledged life. It's a matter of being existentially alive, not psychologically busy. Health is just one of the ingredients for well-being. Health is a necessary ingredient, but it's not everything. But the word health comes from the word whole. That means when you feel complete, when you feel whole, you're healthy. So in that context, health is well-being. But today, the way health is being looked at is only as physical health, only as that you must pass all the tests that the doctor gives you. So in that sense, it is not entire well-being, but it is an essential ingredient for well-being. Without physical health, feeling well is odorous, you know. As there is a medical physiology, there is a yogic physiology. We see the body as five sheets or five layers. The first is the physical body, which is referred to as the Annamaya Kosha, which literally translates as the food body. The physical body that we carry is just an accumulation of food that we've eaten or a piece of the planet that we have taken. The next layer of the body is known as the Manomaya Kosha, which literally means the mental body. So in yoga, we do not see mind as in any one specific place. The entire body has intelligence and the entire body, every cell in the body has its own memory. At least we know today, even by the modern medicine and by our experience we know that our body, every cell in our body remembers even what happened to our forefathers 1,000 years ago or 1,000,000 years ago. So there's enormous memory and intelligence in every cell, so there is a mental body. This is like the hardware and software, but these two things can do nothing by themselves unless you plug it into quality power. So the third layer of the body is referred to as a Pranamaya Kosha, or the energy body. There is enormous knowledge and experiential knowledge about this energy body, which we know, which is referred to as Pranamaya Kosha. There are 72,000 nadis or pathways which have manifested in a certain way. There's full-fledged, in-depth knowledge about these things as to how we can master each one of them and what it will cause in our experience and in our sense of well-being. Essentially, if we are looking at just at health, if one's Pranamaya Kosha or the energy body is properly balanced and vibrant, there will be no ailment in the physical and mental body. There is no possibility of ailment either in the physical or mental body. Aligning the energy body properly between its two halves, which are known as Ida and Pingala, and keeping it vibrant, if this one thing is done, one can clearly see whatever chronic ailments that one has, either in the physical body or in the mental scape, will completely vanish. We can show hundreds and thousands of people like this, that when people come with ailments, we don't treat them for that ailment. We just help them to get their energy body vibrant and balanced. So there are many ways to look at this. Let's look at it this way. The manufacturer of this body is inside, isn't it? The manufacturer or the source of creating this body is within you. So if you have a repair job to be done, would you like to go to the manufacturer or the local tinker? If you've lost access to the manufacturer, you will run around and fiddle around with a local mechanic. Otherwise, you will naturally go to the source of creation. That which created this entire body, can't it fix a little problem? It definitely can, if you find access. For a whole lot of people, we have helped them to walk out of their asthmatic conditions. Breathing problems are so common in urban areas in India. We have helped thousands of people to come out of that problem, not by treating them with medicine, just by doing certain simple processes. If you delve deep enough into yourself, that which made the very body, that intelligence and that energy which created this body is right here. We can teach you methods as to how to find access to this. What we are offering to the world as inner engineering is just this, to a simple method for everybody to turn inward and find access. It is not a religion, it is not a philosophy, it is not even a teaching, it is a technology of turning inward. Technologies for well-being.